Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is I join with you once again, my dear friends. It brings greater joy to me to listen to your conversations beforehand. And some of that conversation is part of what I will be saying to you this time. I want this time, my dear friends, to just recall some of the important points of my coming to you. As you speak of others and pass judgment.
There's apologies for that.
No, my friend, it was an introduction to my words. I want you to ask any questions as I proceed with what I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
On judgment, I will say, as you look upon another, that is what you are. I know when first I used those words to you, it caused confusion in your thinking. But if you find fault in others, then look within. Remember those words. Therefore, I say to you, remember those words and do not judge another. For you have not walked in their shoes. That is one of the things I intended saying to you. So you see, we are beginning to be in tune with each other. The other was the offer of the prayer for those who are spiritually poor. And that includes, my dear friends, not only those in this world, but in spirit also. Part of your mission, I have to say, has been to help those who remain in spiritual darkness in this lifetime. And this, my dear friends, you have achieved well. Not only by your spoken word, but by the many written words, which has been activated by our dear friend here. So, that was one of the other things I wish to say to you. Also, what has been important to us, my dear friends, is that you remain open to truth. Truth in all areas of your life. Not only truth from teaching, from our side of life, but in all areas of living. And of course, that is where your free will comes into play. You have been given that free will in order for you to either accept or decline truth. Another important point I feel, my dear friends, and it is a point which I feel you have not all attained as yet, and that is forgiveness. Forgiveness of the past. Because it is past. How can you be open to truth or going within without first having that forgiveness of past things?
Yes, as we were part of that past, it's like forgiving ourselves.
Of course, you are the past, but it is gone until you forgive all past issues. You cannot go forward. And again, we enter into this conversation, the word fear, which is so much part of your human makeup, and something I have spoken to you many, many times, that fear, again, is part of the condition of being human. But you must let all fear go. Because whilst you have fear, you do not have that purity of love, which is your right, which is your spirit. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Yeah, I find the fear thing quite difficult.
Yes.
I do feel fear.
Yes, I think you speak of ordinary fears that we should be able to control.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could mention there are intense fears which don't seem to be within our control. Our minds...
Let me stop you there. All fear is within your control. Whether it is fear that is outside of yourself or fear that is deep within, you have that control.
Yes, I was thinking of those occasions when memory is actually blanked out as a result of an intense fear.
Yes, I understand all the queries and the questions about fear. I am speaking in a simplified way, but we move then to what we call mind, that all-powerful thing that you all possess. The mind has the ability to reject all fear. It does, but the fear keeps you captive. You understand?
But George was talking about intense fear, that the mind blanks out. That is a way of controlling the fear, isn't it? If you're deleting it, you're putting it behind you, and
you are not putting it behind you. You are saying it does not exist, but it is still there.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have actually experienced this myself, which is why I brought up that query. Yes, in my youth, I did a course in parachuting, and the first jump from a balloon car was just above dense cloud. And I realized quite a long time later that I have no memory of passage through the dense cloud.
Yes.
It seemed, and I had a psychic reading, in fact, and the one doing that reading seemed to be able to detect the fear of that situation.
Yes. Yes. It is a human condition, of course, in the same way as those who are in danger for their lives allow the fear to build. It is part of the human condition. But you still can control any fear that you experience. And in allowing the fear to dissipate, then we can come close to help. You understand? Whilst you grip fiercely this feeling of fear, what you are doing, my dear friends, is blocking us from helping you. Does that make sense to you?
So if we do get into a situation where we might become fearful, we just need to...
You must have a certain knowledge that all will be well.
Yes, that's the difficult one.
I understand. After all, if you had no fears, you would not be human. But what I am saying to you, dear friends, is that should not stop you from trying to cultivate the release of fears.
So in that point, would it be if you were fearful and then you had the knowledge, yes, it's going to be all right, but would that be appropriate then to ask for help?
Of course. We are always here to help. But sometimes your fear is so great that it stops us.
Ah, that's interesting.
You understand?
Yeah.
Even although you say, I believe, you truly are not feeling. Deep within that is so.
So somebody like Joan of Arc, who was burnt at the stake and who appeared to be completely peaceful with the situation, it was her faith that was keeping her calm.
Of course. It was the inner knowledge of what she knew to be truth.
Yes.
That is why you have what you term brave people in your world. It is this inner calmness and knowledge which they possess. that sure knowing that all will be well.
Yeah. So if we have a worry about someone and we ask for help, we really need to get rid of the fear that goes with
worry. For certain that help is available. If you ask in love, if you ask for help, it will be given.
Yes.
But of course, not always in the way that you would wish, but in a way that is appropriate for that person.
Yes.
Remember, just because you wish for something and believe in it, it is not always the right way. That is because you do not have the wider picture of life.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost like sometimes fears come from because we were children once and we just didn't have all this understanding that we have now, but things happened and we weren't able to process them and understand them in the way we can now. So does that mean
a lot? Yes. Human life interferes with love and trust in this world. There are many things that happen to you as human beings that color the way that you think. Of course, that is part of the human experience.
So,
but nevertheless, you all come to this world with that innate knowledge of all that is good.
Yeah. It's almost like you feel that some of my fears are sort of just trapped emotions that need to come out into the light of day where I understand all what you say, I think, about everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
This is a...
It's not just a saying. Everything will be all right. You need to feel that emotion deeply. It has to come from within. That is the difference. So often people say, I trust all will be well, when inside they do not believe. That is what you have to overcome.
We have to sort of...
You've certainly opened our eyes to that wider picture, certainly. Yeah.
Good.
That has changed our lives enormously, I'm sure.
Yes. This is why I felt at this time it would be good for you just to go over a few points that we have discussed in the past.
Yes, these little memory joggers are very good for us.
Yes, sometimes you tend to forget and allow the human condition to pull you down.
Yeah. In the media just the last week, there's been some really horrendous things done by young people, really young, you know, 14, 15. And you think, I wonder why that should happen.
Yes.
They almost seem too young to be touched with such thoughts that they must have.
I would say to you, my dear friend, there is always... And again, we have spoken about these things, about many tragedies as you see it in your world.
Yes, tragedies, yeah.
You alone can never change this world. But what you can change is the way you think and the way you perceive this planet. And that involves a much wider picture.
Yeah.
That is all you can do. Besides sending loving thoughts for those in need. And remember that includes those who you would term evil or guilty. You must have love for all your fellow men. And I know, my dear friends, that is not always easy for you. Because when you see injustice, as you call it, you wish to put it right. But that is not for you to decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, it's good to be reminded.
Yes.
And part of that wider picture is a communication with those on other planets.
And, of course.
That has been a wonderful aspect of these meetings. And
that was an exercise for you, my dear friends, because I felt your love and your dedication to this work deserve to know just a little more.
And since your last visit, we have received one from planet Glom. Perhaps you are aware of this one. This was one known to Boniol, and through Boniol, they had heard of Solumet, but very wisely stated that Solumet was for this Earth and not their planet, which is on its own and quite different course. Is there anything you would wish to say about planet Glom?
I will speak to you. I, at this moment, do not recognize that planet name. But that is not to say it does not exist, of course. All I can tell you, my dear friends, I did not instigate this, but nevertheless, you have reached the point where whoever is used should now be aware of what is coming to them. If it has been brought to you through Boniol, then I would say that is good, that you have more information.
Yes, we were aware that others from different planets had joined with Boniol on certain occasions.
Yes.
This seems to be a very advanced planet, in that they have become of single unified mind, and apparently they were able to join with Boniol on some occasions, and we did not know about that at the time.
Yes.
they have now since made contact.
Yes, mind transference is an interesting thing, is it not? Especially to you people on this earth plane. My purpose with Boniol was to demonstrate to all of you that this was possible. There is so much you can never know, my dear friends. So much that belongs not only to this universe, but to many, many others, that you will never fully understand.
Yes, I think if we can easily accept that.
I beg your pardon.
I beg yours. I think we can easily accept that.
Yes.
That there is much that we shall not be able to know.
Yes. If the communicator felt that there was something to give, then that is fine. But all I can say is that it was not instigated by me, that particular one. But that is fine. If you wish to accept more information, that is in your hands.
It was one that came through me, Sanimet, and...
Ah, a little. Yes. Carry on.
I was just going to say, I did feel it was a real, you know, this was
yes.
quite a real one. But I know you've always said to me, you know, if you have something through you, don't sort of question it, don't
yes.
believe that it's not right. Which I believed it was right, but I must say I still like to have the confirmation that it is correct, because I would hate to give out.
You are a doubter of the group. But if you are to progress, my dear friend, you must become more aware of those who are using you. And you will feel if it does not feel right.
It did feel right.
Yes.
It seemed an enormously powerful mind.
Yes.
A very logical mind.
Yes.
And it went on for about an hour, so it was quite a lengthy discourse.
Yes, well, that can only be for your good. There always has to be reasoning behind communication. So, perhaps I should say well done to our doubter in allowing it to happen.
Oh, thank you for those words. Thank you.
Now, I will just say this time that the last thing I wanted to remind you of, that all-encompassing word of love. Love can never be learned. And I might hear some of you say, but of course it can. It cannot. Love exists. You have never been at any stage of time without that knowledge of love. And in fact, my dear friends, you do have a saying on this, your planet Earth, about love makes the world go round.
Yes.
Yes.
And I fully endorse those words. Not only this world, but every world that exists at this time. Love always has been. Love is the center of all things.
I think also there was a Beatles song, Love is All You Need.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Now our daughter is a singer. Thank you. Yes. Love is important in all of your lives. It is natural for each every individual to feel the power of love. And if you stop and you just stop for a moment, you can feel the power of love within the heart area of your physical being. But it is much deeper love than that. It is the purity of love, which can never die. It is an expression, it is a need that you will have. And I will end it again by saying, love is all that you need. And I will remember those words, because it finishes nicely what I wanted to remind you all of.
Yes, it is good to be reminded, I would say.
Certainly is.
Yes, how nice to have a resume of the ground covers.
Well, because of the limitations of time, I wondered which would be best to remind you of. But I feel those I have spoken of are very apt to your situations, each one of you, at this present time.
Yes.
You feel it right to the core of you.
Yes.
These words.
So now, my dear friends.
Sunny Metz, just before you go, I mention my neighbour, Robin, who has expressed interest in these meetings, and he would like to sit in one evening.
Of course.
If you are happy with that.
Of course.
He has read, he takes the transcripts and he has read much.
Of course.
Thank you.
I would be happy to welcome, as long as all of you are happy to do so.
Thank you. Thank you. He will be pleased.
If you will say when he will come, then I will be certain to be here.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, much as I would like to stay just a little longer this time, I will work quietly with this instrument just for a short time and allow any others to come who wish to. So, as I take my leave of you, know and understand what that love means. I leave you all encompassed within that pure love.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Much appreciated.
Love to you, please.
It's nice to have you back.